And I'm going to invite Legend and Huxley and Jet to bring their parents forward. And may I receive permission from the congregation that it's okay if the kids are a little squirmy? That's okay, right? It's okay if they make some noise? Is that okay? It's okay even if the parents have to put them down a little? It's okay? Because I know when I was dad and we brought our kids up in front of the church, I was so nervous that, man, they might not just be perfect. But come forward, right in the middle. Come forward. Awesome. Okay. Legend, Tanae and Brett, and Valency and Delaney, and Huxley, and Josh, and Talise, and Jet, Talen. Thank you so much for bringing your kids before the Lord this morning. And I want to also invite, if there's any grandparents or parents, if you want to stand in your place with them or other extended families, you're welcome to stand as well, to stand with them. And you've come before your church family here this morning to present your children, Jet and Huxley and Legend, before God. And by doing so, you are proclaiming before everyone here and before all of heaven that is your desire to teach them about Jesus, to raise them to know God. And when you're actually dedicating your children, this is the switcheroo, you're dedicating yourselves to that task. And you're dedicating to not only teach your children about God, but you're dedicating to teach them what God is like, how he acts, how he feels towards you, and how he feels towards Jet. I almost said Boston. It's the hair. Jet and Huxley and Legend. You have committed yourself, you're committing yourself to teach them about who he is and what he's like. And by raising your boys to have an intimate knowledge about God and a walk with God and Jesus. And when you're doing that, when you're teaching them about who God is and what he's like, you're actually giving them life, actually eternal life. In John 17, verse 3, Jesus said this, "This is eternal life, that you may know God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Jesus didn't describe eternal life of living forever with streets of gold and mansions. He taught it about a relationship, about knowing God and who he is. That is life eternal. To dedicate means to devote one's time, effort, and oneself to a particular task. To devote means to give all. So when you're dedicating your children, your boys, to God this morning, you are saying, I want to give all of myself, my time, and my efforts to raising these boys to know God in an intimate way. Is that your desire this morning, Tanae and Brett? Is that your desire this morning, Talise and Josh? Is that your desire this morning, Talen? Amen. In a book called Child Guidance, there is this amazing statement that says this: every family is a church. Okay, think about it. When you wake up Saturday morning, you say, hey, I'm not going to church this morning. Guess what? You are the church. Your family is a church. You are going to church every morning because your family is a church. Every family is a church over which the parents preside. What does that mean? Who presides over the church? Pastors? Ultimately, Jesus. Every family is a church over which the parents preside. The first consideration of the parents should be to work for the salvation of their children. And when the fathers and mothers are priests and teachers of the family, they take their position fully on the side of Christ, a good influence will be exalted in the home. And this sanctifying influence will be felt in the church and be recognized by every believer. If you're dedicated to teaching and guiding Jet and Huxley and Legend, you're dedicating to teach them about who God is. If that's your desire, the way to do that is to have an intimate knowledge of who God is yourself. To learn from His Word for yourself every day. To experience His presence in your life every day. And to reflect His life and His character in the things you do and the things you say every day. Ask Him to teach what it means to live godly in Christ Jesus. Ask Him to teach you that, and He will show you, and He will give you the heart and the desire to do it. For your example will be the greatest influence in your child's life, and it will speak the loudest either for God or against God. Know Him for yourself, and when you do this, you will have something to share and give to Jet and Huxley and Legend. And you will be able to show everything else, He will be able to show you, if you do that, everything else that you need to do to raise them in the Lord. Now I want to ask this, grandparents, friends, church family, will you support them in this decision to do this? Will you help them? I'm not asking you to judge them. I'm asking you to support them, to be their support and mentors and guide. Okay, you have lots of folks on your side. Shall we pray? Shall we pray? Let's huddle. Let's gather together and let's pray. I'm going to just first pray for this one. Father in heaven, I just pray for Jet, Father, and thank you so much for his life, his energy. And I ask, Father, that you would give him a special portion of your spirit. And I pray for Taylin, Father, and I pray for Jordy, too, that you would bless them as they guide him. Father, I pray for Huxley. I thank you so much for his life and all that he brings to Josh and to Lise. And I ask, Father, that you would, by his life, bind them together. I lift up to Lise and Josh and ask them to give them what it means to raise him in you. And Father, I pray for Legend and thank you so much for his life. As this family has expanded to two girls, now a boy. Boy, this Trumbull clan, lots of boys now are adding. Thank you for that. I pray, Father, that as Legend comes to this family, that you will bless Tanae and Brett as they continue to raise their children in the admonition of God. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Something special. Now, oh, before you go, Jet, Huxley, and Legend. Now, and you'll see up on the organ, there are some flowers. So there is a vase of flowers for each of you, and those flowers have chrysanthemums that stand for truth. They have a white rose that stands for purity, and they have a tulip, purple tulip, that stands for royalty. And we have dedicated three princes of God's kingdom this morning. Amen? Amen. Thank you so much. You can pick those up after service.